back to Give It the Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And happy Eclipse Day, everyone.
Yeah, went right over you guys, yeah?
Right, dude. We were in the path
right.
of totality as
right.
a... Dude, it totaled? Was wild.
Was it really?
It really was. Because in
you
my
take a picture?
I took a picture. I took video. I just put it up. And I was sitting there with Ashley, and it started at, I guess, the moon started creeping into the sun at about our time. I think it was 12:40. Or sorry, 12:24, like on the dot. So like we have this whole schedule.
Right? Yeah.
And it's 12:24, starts creeping in. At 1:40, we're supposed to have like total blackout. And Ashley and I, like, I've never been in a total eclipse before. I've been in like close, but never full on. So I didn't really know what to expect. And in my mind, I was thinking it's just going to be like dusk. Because, you know, when the sun goes down over the horizon, like it's still light outside.
Right.
Right? No. It was like nighttime.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull this up. Because she's like, what is it going to be? I was like, I have no idea. I just legit was just like, it's just going to be kind of dark.
Yeah.
You know, nothing crazy. Let me see. Yeah, pull this up.
Coryland, total eclipse of the heart.
We were playing actually that music. Check this out.
All right. I can't even see you.
Wow.
Like the camera's picking up more light than we saw. I couldn't see
there
her
is.
In the camera.
Oh, cool. You can't really see it in your glasses. You don't even need your glasses right now. Wow.
So right. were there, did you have to use like clouds or anything to see, to actually look at it?
So when it's completely like covered or like you can actually take your glasses off. But we had overcast. So what was even cooler is it was just a really thin sheet of clouds. So you could take them off. It was a little extra dark. And you just see this. It was like The Ring. You know the movie?
Yeah.
Like it was just a circle, just a little sun ring out there. And we just could sit there for 4 to 5 minutes, no sun, just looking at a ring, darkness. And it was deafening quiet, right? Like the kind of quiet where you're searching for noise. It was weird. Like no birds, no bugs, just dead silent.
How many people were outside looking at it like that?
I don't know. This is in our backyard.
So did you hear, was there any chattering of people, like the neighborhood people? Do you have a lot of like neighborhood
people? Yeah, yeah. Like some people were like, you could hear them in the backyard, like in their yards. But like it's kind of like when the food comes and you're in like an all boys home.
Yeah.
And everything just goes really quiet. Like there was chatter beforehand, but as soon as it just went dark, everybody just shut up.
Yeah.
We heard nothing. We heard nothing.
We got nothing. We were supposed to be 45%.
Okay.
Dude, I got nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Like at 45%, like unless you have glasses.
I took a picture of it so that I couldn't look at it. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of it so I could see the whatever. Nothing. I saw a little hair of something maybe.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, good, because I'm glad that that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it was really cool. The funny part is like Dylan knew that today was eclipse day at school, and like all the kids got glasses, and we're like driving to school, and like if you guys don't know my son, he is the happy-go-lucky empath, and like we're driving to school, and the temperature's beautiful. It, like we're in like California weather right now.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. And the windows are down. We pass the crossing guard. He's like, happy eclipse day, Miss Kim. And just like to all his friends, he's like, it's eclipse day. I was like, dude, nobody cares as much as you do right now. I love it though. And it was cool. So like they took all the kids out of school and they all put them outside and they gave them glasses. And my wife and I were taking bets. She's like, what's the over under? Dylan comes home blind. And I was like, no bet.
Man, dude, I tell you, the fact that we have Tyler in our group, he mm-hmm. wanted to just ruin you because everything now is an over-under.
Yeah, right.
What's the over-under of this? What's the over-under of that?
Who's betting that? Who's betting the over? It's 80% blindness. Because Dylan's the kind of kid where all the friends are like, hey, take him off. The teacher's lying to us. It'd be so cool. You'd be the coolest kid. You'd be like, okay. And it gets that for me. He get like that. That's for me. It's not I want to be the cool kid, but it's like if she's like, "Hey, I dare you to." I'm like, "All right,
dude. I'm not gonna lie. I would.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be like. I wouldn't sit there and try to burn my eyes out. But I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see if I can see something.
So there was one where it was like 95, like the end sliver, and I was just like, I wonder. And I took my glasses up for a second, and I was like, that was a bad idea. Then. For like 2 minutes, I'm blinking, and that little flash is just there, like a little thumb fingernail. It's like, damn it.
Funny.
Chase, I dare do Fran tomorrow. Yeah. It doesn't work like that, but I'm very Marty McFly. What did you say? What'd you call me? I ain't no chicken.
You calling me yellow?
Yeah. The joke, like with my friends, is my famous last words will be, here, hold my beer.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's not totally untrue, but yeah, that was cool. Very cool. What's also cool is, I don't know if you guys know this, but Friday we have made a game show unlike any game show in the space ever attempted. And we are going to unveil our CrossFit Jeopardy game show. That will be Friday, 10:15 Pacific, 12:15 Central. Bill will be a contestant.
Yes.
John Young will be a contestant.
No.
Yeah. John and all his autism will be coming to the show. And Mr. Taylor Self. We have Do you like that? Oh, Corey, Bob, Justin, thanks.
How much?
Look at you guys over here. Thanks for joining the club.
How much? Oh, dude, you think that I'm gonna get us strikes on the podcast?
I have come to the realization that this show should be so popular it doesn't matter what we say on the show, but like on the ones where we need the algorithm to help us out. I mean, Taylor's soundbite already has like every cuss word in it, so I mean, I've already set us up for failure in the first. I got to introduce him last, right? Oh, there's something totally. Like in the first 30 seconds.
You do for sure.
But listen, I'm proud of this thumbnail. We've got the Jeopardy podiums, we've got the photos, we've got the names.
That looks great, dude. Thank you. I think it's awesome.
I've dubbed it the fittest game show on earth.
Oh hell yeah!
Thank you. If you guys can't read that part, but you guys jumped over here on our membership. Thank you so much. I'll tell you guys this right now. You guys joining our membership, so this little button down here, if you guys join, this allows me to like make these things because I recruited Barkley and he created an interactive Jeopardy game board. So it's not going to be me reading the question and you guys hoping you just remembered what it was. Like, you're going to get a full scale Jeopardy game board with categories at the top, $200 to $1,000 categories across the bottom. You're going to see the question come up on the screen. It'll take you to what the answer is. We may or may not have sound effects, and it'll bring you back to the board. Your score will be updated, and the blocks will be blacked out. Like, we have it. Like, what he put together. And the reason why we can do that is because when you guys join our membership, if it's either on YouTube or you join our Patreon, when you guys do those things, it allows me to take care of the people that are taking care of us. Because I do not ask anybody to do work for us for free, and we try to compensate them for their time and energy. They often refuse it, but I do it anyways because you can't stop a Venmo.
That's right.
You can only, we can play the game if we send it back and forth, but I just want to thank you guys that are rolling with us now because your support, your little membership tracks, you know, you guys can click the join button. There's $3, there's $5, there's our Patreon. You can go over there too. Like, those things help us do these things. So I hope you guys like it. You can play along with us. Bill is super nervous.
I am super nervous, dude. Super nervous. Like, I'm super nervous.
John Young stuttering.
Gotta nerd up like crazy. That's what I don't know where you guys are gonna go with the questioning. And I have another question.
Yes.
Am I going to be breaking my computer by slamming like whatever button I have to pick? Like, how are you gonna know who gets to do it?
So,
because if that's the case, please join in our group because I might need to get a new computer after.
Do you mean like frustration break or like trying to buzz in?
Like, who's going
to
buzz in?
So I have two options, and this could be a poll we do because we're going to push this. Again, this is going to be on Friday, but the option is either everyone gets a one-word phrase, like everybody gets to choose their word, or like a catchphrase, or I'm just going to play Antlers, right? Do you play the Antlers game?
I don't think so.
All right, hands on the desk.
Okay.
And your buzzing is this.
Okay.
So I can see it.
I get that.
I think this would be better because sometimes the mics don't pick up too quick.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Rarely are you going to have to buzz in against somebody if you're in control of the board. Yes, CrossFit, actually, that's good. A safe word. My safe word is keep going.
You're right. You're right. Okay. Okay. You're right.
Right? But
that's true.
Okay. So like, if you get it wrong, then the buzzing comes in. But like at the beginning, it's like you're in charge of the board. You got a shot clock. Answer it or not. And if you're wrong, then the two guys got to be waiting, ready to go if they know it. Yeah, maybe not that word. Yeah. Well, here's that. As the show grows and we fine-tune some certain things, we may figure out the whole buzzing situation or buzzer situation or give everybody their own fat head to just throw in front of the camera. We'll see, right? But hands on desk, moose antlers, that might be the first, that might be the first go around.
Okay.
But again, that will be Friday. So if you guys want to be there for it, make sure you guys hit the notify me button right here. Oh, you got to stop calling me. Robocaller. Screw you, Robocaller.
It wasn't even like a call-in right there.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I don't... I guess I could do that. I didn't even think about that. But not on my phone. I got to get a different phone number. Yeah. Maybe anybody calling my cell phone. You guys can click the button right here. This is just to notify you. So if you click the little buzzard, if you guys... Obviously, if you become... If you subscribe to the show, you get... heads up when we have certain episodes. You can go to the episodes we have. We've got like 8 episodes lined up over the next 2 weeks. Like we are going to be jam-packed over the next 2 weeks. And just hit the notify me, you guys get stuff. But yeah, if you guys want to join, just click that little join button. Join the party.
Do it.
Join the party.
Do it.
Speaking of party, today, the party is one that I'm making Bill do begrudgingly.
Oh, dude, you are. I know. I know. And you know what's funny? You're going to have to give the background on this too, because like I purposely not looked back because I didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then also listening to Dave's week in review today, like,
did he say anything today that has added to quarterfinals?
He was talking about, there were a couple questions that came up about repeating, you know, certain movements.
Deadlifts and double dumbbell snatches.
Thing.
What did he say to that?
He said that team was hard. Team is difficult because it's team. So it's hard to really get a lot of the appropriate movements that you want to have, at least at this stage, because not everybody has a worm and not everybody has a lot of those tools and pieces. But he's, the idea of talking about foundation movements.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I think I'm really going to have a hard time with. Ooh. When we do this today is talking about
like the 9 foundational movements,
foundational
or just foundational movements of CrossFit.
Right, right, right. I
burpees,
mean,
burpees, like, thrusters, deadlifts, pull-ups.
You know, the idea, it doesn't need to be high skill. It doesn't need to be, and everyone's talking skill.
Yeah.
I tagged you in a comment that I made today on an Instagram thing.
Okay.
I think the guy's from Australia, I think. But basically the idea was talking about people complaining about the high skill stuff. If you're complaining about the high skill stuff,
more fit. Yeah. Well, we said that during the open, remember?
Right.
Like that exact phrase.
But I had a problem with that because it kept saying like the ways to make it sound right is like if you wanted to find the best mathematician or whatever, you know, you have to start at the simple math facts first. You can't go to these high end equations. You got to start at the base. And I'm like, okay, but you can't have a race of the best mathematicians in the world on like, okay, 2 times 2.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, 2 times 3.
I would, I only looked at that post. One, I was like, yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah.
For the open only. I would not adhere to that in quarterfinals. Now, I'm also, me and John Young actually had this conversation during the team conversation we had last week.
And I did hear your discussion about that, which was good. And I could hear his frustration.
Right. But on my side was, I get the frustration and I understand the desire to do things. I also think, done correctly, you can program things. And this actually goes along with what we're doing today.
Right, right.
You can program certain things that may be low skill or not sexy, yet are still harder than the cool thing that they've programmed in years past. And the example I kept using for him was, you don't need to do GHD sit-ups in quarterfinals because you have toes to bar.
Right.
And 50 toes to bar as fast as you can is much harder and slower than 50 GHD sit-ups.
Right.
So if you put toes to bar in quarterfinals and you save the GHD for semifinals, the people that get through the toes to bar will have no problem with the GHD sit-up. So you don't need to test that to get there. Now, there are other examples where you do need to, but that was just kind of one of them. Is like, there is a way, and this is what we're going to do today, to program similar things. They might not be rope climbs or GHD sit-ups or handstand walks per se, but we remember when we said, is like, what's tougher, like a strict handstand push-up or a handstand walk? Honestly, what's physically more demanding, a wall walk or a handstand walk?
I think it depends how many you have to do and how far you have to handstand walk.
Right. And it's like, well, yes. And to that is like, can you program a volume of wall walks that would translate to, okay.
Which, yeah, absolutely.
Right? You know what I mean?
But you have to. And then
you have to do that though.
This is the thing. Yeah, I think it's not. I think the issue that I have, and that like John was having some difficulty with, because I mean, in all reality, like I ride right along with John on this one. I was listening to him, and I'm like, dude, I hear.
Yeah.
You did a great job of being the devil's advocate on the other side, 100%. But I feel the frustration on his side, which is okay. I don't think we get lost in the weeds of still trying to be inclusionary.
Yeah.
And not trying to be the CrossFit game element. And I mm-hmm. think, fine, you can go a lot of these not so technical movements.
Right.
But you still should be increasing on the difficulty. Increasing on the difficulty could be number of reps, could be amount of weight, mm-hmm. could be time frames that are used on that. And those are some of the things that I feel. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of the team stuff, honestly, but like that first, the event with the, that I like, the front, the burpee and the front squat,
yeah.
And then the max.
Mm-hmm.
Max Oslo muscle has 200 some whatever, dude. Muscle ups. Give me a fucking break, dude.
That's nuts.
Like I was in I was kind of hanging out in the camp where JR was in, like, yeah, the top teams will be getting like 100. 200?
Yeah.
Jeez.
50 per?
Like, that's nuts.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
But remember we were designing some of the workouts and we had I think we were doing the open ones. And yep. It was like the max hang cleans or hang squat cleans, whatever we had. And it was like,
oh, yeah.
Have 3 minutes where they're going to be getting just this ungodly amount of, it's like that kind of stuff. So like, there's this weird balance. There's a lot of things to think about. It's not as, I just don't think it's as, it takes a lot
more
thinking.
Damn, Barkley. I mean, I know you're a nerd, but.
Whoa,
Barkley, vertical displacement? Wall walk has vertical displacement, which is the opposite direction as gravity, thus making it harder than handstand walk, which is perpendicular to the force due to gravity, law of cosines. I mean, you're right.
But what it does is it takes out the balancing skill.
Well, it takes out the skill,
right?
But my argument, one is like, you're totally right. John's totally right. You're totally welcome to have that frustration. And I do get it.
Totally.
The devil's advocate is like, the person who rocks the wall walk will also rock the handstand walk just fine.
I agree. I don't disagree with that at all.
And so that's where I was like, I get it. You want it there. It could be there. It'd be nice if it's there in whatever capacity you maybe want to like drop it in.
Yeah.
What it doesn't need to be is 2023, the first thing you do of 9 unbroken 25-foot handstand walks.
Right?
Which is Leading us to the topic of the day. So what we're going to do today, and this was very tough for Bill because I had to force him into this, was, hey, let's try to paint
You're
a
not
picture.
Use my word, are you?
You can use the word if you'd like to use the word.
I'll save it.
Okay.
I'll let everyone think of what we're doing.
I would say at one point in time, if that word comes out in the podcast while you're describing a workout of yours, you're welcome to throw it out there. You don't need my permission for this. I feel like if we get past like 30 minutes, we're safe. But totally. What we're going to do is to try to paint a picture of what could be happening next week. So team quarterfinals are done today. In fact, they probably, I think it was due maybe an hour and 50 minutes ago was when the final submission was done. And so now they got to see who's officially going where. But next Wednesday, the individual quarterfinals will start. That's also individual. That's also age group from basically, 17 to, or is it 16? 16 to 54 is all the same programming. And there's only four events. And we've been told these four events, each one could be done in a class setting, in an affiliate, potentially in a garage if you have enough realistic things. Like, I would assume a high pull-up bar, possibly hang rings, wall balls, and some room to move, and like 300 pounds.
That should be a list that's been tossed out at some point. We always say,
dude, I know.
You know,
yes.
And what a general list. What does that mean? You keep hearing that. It's written all over. Everyone says it, but like, I don't really know what that is exactly.
You know, at beginning of the year, maybe
CrossFit grade is definitions.
Maybe throw that in the rule book. It's like, hey, if you want to compete online in your garage the whole year, you will need these things to complete everything in its entirety.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm on team equipment list. But what we're going to do is we're going to go through 2021, 22, and 23 individual quarterfinals, which all had five events. And we're going to put in the restraints of only four. So we're dropping one, modifying the events that we choose into a form of, could this be done in a group class setting? Does it fit a demographic of the 25% versus the 10% that we had those 3 years? And could it be a good filter and test to get people to semifinals?
Those were very PC words you just used.
Did you like that?
I like that.
Yeah. Bill just used one word to match the 12 words that I just explained what we're doing, but you know, that word I'm
started with a P.
Yeah.
Not even a W.
Corey
started with a P.
Yeah. First, Corey, thanks for joining the club. Chase, stop making sense. How dare you suggest they make things simple? Yeah. Oh, Halpin. Halpin, also another individual that is saving, or that has totally revamped how our strength of field system is. That's all helping. So I've got we got some big brains in here making us look good.
Big brain.
Team quarterfinal workouts 3 and 4 are due at 8 p.m. Eastern. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, I guess it's like the open, right? 5 p.m.
Oh,
Pacific.
5 o'clock. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Halpin. All right. So here's what we do. Do you want to go your year 21, my year's 21, back and forth?
I just say
how did you do it?
Let's throw up the workout and we're going to slash and cut it down.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think, cause I haven't gone in like,
well, here's the thing. Single one. We don't know what we did. I don't know what events you picked. I don't know how you changed them. So we're finding out what we did.
Mine's going to be, I purposely made this one on the fly. Because I would have turned into
Daniel. I feel like that's not a compliment. I'm gonna take that. What is it in Talladega Nights? I'm confused by your tactics, so I'm gonna keep acting tough until I figure out what you're trying to say. I'm joking about the PC shit, guys. Oh, sorry.
I purposely am gonna go off the cuff on these as we go down.
Great. Once again, we pick different paths, and yet we arrive at the destination all the same.
Yes.
I decided to make some graphics as we go along.
I like the waves.
Thank you.
I like the waves.
It's a blackboard. Just some doodling. All right. Let's start with 2021 CrossFit quarterfinals. This event one. Oh, this is the one I picked. I don't know which ones you picked. I'm assuming you just didn't use the front squat. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Dana. All right. Got it. I meant it as a compliment. Simple programming can be beautiful, devastating, and committed. Okay, yes, thank you. I thought you meant just me being PC about everything. I appreciate it. Was this your first event? This is my first event. I realize I basically put my events on here.
No, put them on. Dude, I like I said.
Okay. This was the original event one.
Perfect.
3 rounds for time, 10 strict handstand push-ups, 10 dumbbell hang power cleans at 50 and 35, 50 double unders, rest 1 minute, 3 rounds for time, 10 kipping handstand push-ups, 10 shoulder to overhead with the dumbbells, 50 double unders, and then time. 50 and 35 pounds between men and women.
Okay. Honestly, I would leave it.
Okay.
I like
even strict right off the bat.
Right. Well, I mean, I think, you know, originally we would have said something about starting at more of a stop gate with your kipping first, but you want to have the people doing strict handstand pushups. And I think that right now we maybe you could flip flop it.
I was going to say, what if you flipped them?
I mean, I know that we are in the 25%. Mm-hmm. I get that. I don't feel that we need to lower it down so far. Like this should not be an all inclusive. Like we are racing now and we have a job to get the top people. So I think that it's okay. I think if we flipped it around, okay, fine. I think we would get the same basic, race. Your good people would still be at the end where they need to be. You know,
plus they'd be more tired. Fine. So
I'm good with that. With the new version. Yeah.
Okay.
Do the kipping first. Just flip them.
Nice. Okay. This is what I did. Is I, instead of strict handstand push-ups, I put 5 wall walks. 5 wall walks, I think, take longer and tougher over time, but more people can do them. And then I didn't change anything else. And then in the second round, I just put handstand push-ups because I was looking at the team programming. And the team programming just had 50 handstand push-ups. Do any way you want. So I'm just putting that out there because anybody that struggles with the wall walks are going to struggle even more with the handstand push-ups regardless of the version. And the fittest athletes that are semifinal contenders are going to blast through these wall walks like they're nothing. Mm-hmm. Yet that will still compound enough with the dumbbells, the double unders, and then they'll feel whatever they want to. And if they're truly the fittest ones out there, what is faster than kipping handstand pushups?
Strict
handstand pushups. So
that's why I like the idea of just leaving them handstand pushups and then into strict handstand.
It's kind of like saying cleans. And you're like, hey, power squat, whatever you want to, just get the work done.
Right. So I get that.
Yeah. Nothing drastic here.
When with wall walks coming up, because I think that's going to come up in discussions. That with the like either handstand pushups or handstand walks. Was your intent of the handstand walk or the wall walks a skill, a strength piece,
strength stamina piece?
Okay.
Yeah, not a skill.
Okay.
I figure this skill will be on the second half because I'm thinking of the phrase that I keep hearing, everyone's going to get to play, right? Everyone's going to get to everyone
throw up in my mouth.
I know.
I hate it.
I know. I'm sorry. It's like saying test.
I hate it. That is participation award.
You're
that
right.
Drives me crazy.
Everyone's going to get, let me rephrase it. It's like everyone's going to be able to start and only the best will finish.
I wish we could go back to the quarterfinals is made for anyone,
mm-hmm.
but not for everyone.
Right.
Because not everyone should be able to crush these workouts.
Right.
Anyone can do it. You know, that's what we, I mean, that is a phrase that we've used from the beginning.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Right.
But everyone can play.
Everyone can play. I know, guys. I'm just.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. That's just me.
I know. You just gotta. I
like
get
that.
It out.
I'm trying not to tweak.
Same, right?
Too much.
I'm trying to tweak too much either.
Okay.
Honestly, if you just flipped him, fine.
Then I think that fits what we're trying to do.
I agree.
It's for anyone, but not for everyone.
Well, and you know what I like about that too is that. Say you flip the original, right? As you were saying, you had the kipping handstand pushups first and the dumbbell shoulder to overhead, which is a redundant movement. You've got one where you're upside down pressing vertically and then one where you're just straight up pressing vertically overhead and then the double unders. Your shoulders are going to get so smoked from that when you have to do strict on the backside, you're actually, it's like doing, it's almost like doing a rep scheme ascending.
Yeah, like 9, 15, 21. Yeah.
Right. So like it'd be like Diane, but the other direction.
Right.
And so if you want to do bare minimum change and just flip them, I think that makes that so much harder.
Yeah, I like that.
But easier to start.
Right.
Right. Okay. I like yours. I like yours better. One question here from Augustus. This is actually a good question. In order to do kipping handstand pushups, you're supposed to be able to perform strict, right? Is there maybe an aspect of that though? Well, yes, sort of. Like we say that for pull-ups, especially, right? We say that for ring muscle-ups or anything kipping versus anything strict. The concept there is people will go to kip anything. I've made this joke. It's like every in Texas, like at the Texas State Fair, they'll fry anything. Mm-hmm. Like a CrossFitter will kip anything. Or try to at least. And the idea is that you don't want to go to kipping because it allows you to do more range of motion in a, I would say, physical state that may not be ready for that type of movement at the volume at which you can do. Right. So when we think about pull-ups, people think, oh, well, if I do kipping pull-ups versus strict, it's more dangerous. So like the reason is not because you shouldn't do a kipping pull-up before a strict one, even though that order of operations is safer. But if you can do a strict one, you have the prerequisite strength to withstand more volume at a more dynamic range of motion. Your joints, ligaments, tendons, muscles are all strengthened to withstand that extended range of motion and dynamic movement. I somewhat agree, but I'm not necessarily in the camp of you can't do this without it.
I don't think that it should be in all or nothing, but there's an education that has to come to your person you're working with, which I think is important. In all reality, I think people can naturally kip. And I don't mean that it's a successful kip, but they can naturally kip a pulling movement, like trying to get up on a pull-up bar, trying to kick and spaz and, you know, run and all that, where people have a really hard time figuring out the timing of kipping to make a handstand push-up work. You're looking at like a change of depth or something like that.
Right.
We'll try to teach people kipping on handstand pushups and they have a really hard time getting. They're like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good question. No, that's a great question actually. All right. Number two, I had one of our favorite quarterfinal workouts ever programmed. arguably the most dangerous one ever programmed.
I already have my answer.
Okay. 60 GHC sit-ups, 6 rope climbs, 60 pistols, 55-50, 40-440, 30-330. What is yours?
Throw it out.
Throw it out completely. Okay.
With all
so are you, you canceling this one?
This would be my canceled one.
All right. What is your replacement then?
Well, did you say there were five?
There are five. I don't have five on here. I forgot to add all five because I was.
If I had to choose this one, to me, because of what it is, the way it's set up, it's just I do not agree with. And we talked ad nauseum about how bad this one was.
100%.
But I think you could very easily make the switch to again. We don't need GHD. We already know not every box is going to have a GHD, so you can't make that be a classroom setup. So if you were to switch that to toes to bar. I think would be totally fine. The numbers don't have to be exactly the same because that is a lot of toes to bar. Mm-hmm. What does that end up being? 100, what did we say? 150?
180.
180. you could literally cut everything down in half.
Well, we made the argument 40, 30, 20, 10.
Oh, did we have that? Yeah.
And
that's fine.
It's only 100. You can race, and the best.
Which 100 is good. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I think 100 at this level is a. I like that. That should be almost like a.
Well, we also said this. This is actually a great trio of movements.
The movements are cool.
Yeah.
The movements are cool.
All right. So you're tossing this one out.
If it was my choice. Which one did, well, let me ask this.
So I tossed out the 4 rep max front squat.
Oh,
that was the event I tossed out, right?
Then I'll keep the ones you have. We'll work on these. We'll tool these. Yeah, I'm good with that. Because it shouldn't have a 1 rep max in here anyway.
So what would you keep this and just change the numbers?
The movements I would change is I would change GHD to toes to bar.
Okay.
I would change
this one, it gets hard that I found.
I would do either what do you have? Would you do lunges?
I'll pull up mine. So this is what I did.
Step back lunges.
I did step back lunges with a front rack bar. And so think of this is that I made three different triplets in a Fran-like format. So my pull-up rig, so it goes 35 toes to bar, 10 chest to bar pull-ups, 45 back step lunges with the bar on the front rack at 95 and 65. The toes to bar pull-up couplet will always be 45, and the back step lunges will always be 45. So see how the next round is 25 toes to bar, 20 chest to bar pull-ups. Mm-hmm. And then it goes 20 toes to bar, 25 chest bar pull-ups.
Oh, I see. You just alternate through.
Right? Okay. So it's a little pyramid rep scheme.
Yeah,
but it's 45 total reps each triplet between the two, and it's the Fran thing. But it's long. It's arduous. You got toes to bar and chest to bar pull-ups. It's, I think, 80 reps of each. Something like that.
I think that's a fun little twist on the toes to bar and the chest to bar.
It took me a lot of circling to try to figure out because I was like, okay, yeah, toes to bar for GHDs, easy. But then I'm like, oh, rope climbs. The GHD, you're not taxing your grip. So what do I do for rope climbs? And I didn't want to over volume people. But since we went inverted in the first event of handstand push-up variations per se, it's like, okay, I'll do a little evolution here of the next one that has lower body, single leg movement like a pistol. So,
I think if I was to play with this, I would have picked the same things, the same movements you had. I would have had a lunge. I would have had a chest to bar pull up, and I would have had the toes to bar. I probably would have done trying to stop from having any sort of a bottleneck. I probably would have done a increasing rep set. So when we talked about originally, you said the 40, what do we have? 40, 30, 20. Do we do 40, 30, 20, 10? When we originally were playing with the movements?
Yes.
Okay. I would flip flop that.
Okay.
And just make it go up.
Oh, like 10 to 10, 40.
20, 30, 40.
Okay.
So you're ending on the higher, which is similar to like when we did the dumbbell snatch burpee box jump where the number would increase. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, you know, then you're hitting 100 reps on each of the movements.
Okay.
You're still doing your toes to bar. You're getting your chest to bar. And we're bringing in the step back lunges and all of those things.
Yeah.
You could run in a class. All of those, your best would end up, they would have the capacity. They would be able to show the capacity.
Okay.
And I think that's the way I would have written it. But I like how you did that little flip-flop of the toes to bar and chest bar. That's pretty fun.
Thanks. I think it's like more toes to bar earlier, less chest to bar.
Anytime you do any of those like up and down ladders like that where you crisscross, it always starts off, you're like, dang, I can't wait till I get to the other side. And you say that right when you get in the middle when everything's even, and then it flips the other way and you're like, damn, I really wish you would have gone the other way.
Because like the first two rounds, you're like, okay, 10 chest to bar, 20 chest to bar. All right. And then it's like 25 chest to bar, 35. You're like, dang, that really escalated aggressively.
Yeah.
okay. The next event Original was 120 wall ball shots, 14 and 20 pound ball to a 10 and 9 foot target, and 120 cal row. What you doing here?
You know what? Honestly, I really like this one, and I'm not a fan of wall ball shots or rowing necessarily, like where it's like the biggest thing. But
yeah,
I mean, this is, if you ever had an event that was programmed for a, this is like the specific workout that's programmed for the person that has to do burpees and pull and air squats and pull ups only.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or yeah, or to Cindy. Yeah. So this is like the inversion of Cindy.
Right.
I like how it is. I like how it played out.
Okay.
This hurt I would bad. Make it a 10-foot target, obviously.
I would do that. I would say this. I would want to do that, but I'm not going to do that. I would want to do that.
I will not go to that camp on this because in the regular
maybe I did
class,
put it in there. I can't remember.
Also that. I'm gonna leave it. I like it.
I left it too.
Okay, good.
And here's why. This is a big boy workout.
Yeah.
100%. It's the two things we got. If you're over 6 feet tall, hallelujah. Event one, handstand push-ups. That's all it was. Event two, toes to bar and chest to bar pull-ups with lunges. You got your two. We can have the one.
Heck yeah.
All right? We can have the one. It balances out kind of nice, actually.
Everybody that complains about I'm too short to do. It's all in one. Like that just took out one workout. That's it. It's all in the one workout. So everyone else now is like, okay, well, now we've used all the tall guy stuff. So we're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just assume I wrote 10 foot here for the women.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I am.
All right. Same. Not a lot of changes except for that second one.
Right.
But that, you know, that needed to change. All right. The final event in 2021 that we have here of the four, 963 snatches anyway. In burpee box jump overs, 185 for the men, 135 for the women, and they made them both go to 30 inches, which is hilarious because we just showed you they changed the wall ball target height for the women to 9 feet. But here they're like, nah, you can jump on the same box. And the hilarious part there is like, okay, give me a reason why you had the women jump to the same height. And whatever reason they give you is the exact opposite reason of how you would explain the wall ball heights. So that was always really hilarious to me. Okay. What would you do here? By the way, that 185 sucked.
Yeah, no, 100%.
that was so hard.
The bill in me wants to leave this other than like make the boxes 30 and 24.
Right.
I like the fact that
is a separator
there. You need to have some weight without it being a one rep, without having a one rep max.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a level of weight that your top, and I'm not talking like the elites of the elites, that you're going to have your that sucks. That you're not going to have everybody being able to throw it around like it's a dumbbell.
Right.
You have to have a decent amount of weight. And the 185 has always been that number. I mean, we saw what it did in semis last year.
Yes.
Like it was that weight for your top 10% athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10%. And I'm saying that on purpose. Mm-hmm. Where if you mess it up, you're going to get behind.
Right.
You know, so it forces you to have to hold on. And the fact is that the athletes that are making it to semifinals should be able to hold on to this weight. So I think that this is a weight that is needed. The rep schemes force you to go fast. That jump is scary as hell.
Of course you want that, Larry. Chip off the old, well, I guess I, your son's the,
you know,
chip off the old.
Right, block. Totally. But hey, I'll go with you on that one, Larry. I'm going to say leave it as it is, except Ooh. For 30 and 24.
All right. I went an extra step.
I'm not going to go 35, 95. I'm not going to go 155, 105.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that originally, and if the numbers would have been down, I would have, or the weight would have been down, I would have upped the numbers.
Yeah.
But I want the weight in that
weight. I don't disagree.
That weight.
I looked at this as like, oh man, this is fast. We already had a real intense one coming off the wall ball row. The way we've structured the second one, it's going to be quicker, right? There's a lot of intensity so far, especially in the first one. So I wanted to add a little bit to it. So this is what I did. 9-6-3 snatches and burpee box jump overs at 24 and 20.
Okay.
And here's why. 9-6-3 at weight one, 95 and 65, rest 1 minute. 9-6-3 at weight two, 135 and 95. Rest 1 minute. 9-6-3, 185 and 135 at 24 and 20. I have it at a lower height so that people can go faster and put a time cap here of 15 minutes. Your fastest men and women with the 185 were doing it somewhere between 2.5 to 3 minutes. So I'm giving 5 minutes per set. I'm putting a time cap of 15 minutes because everybody should be able to do the first round. And in the second round, I think a lot of people will be able to play. And if they get to the third round, then that you're going to try to start PRing. But the fact that you had to get your way to a weight that you can't do yet, at least you did something before you got there. Because there's not a lot of people, but there was plenty of people who was like, I can't snatch 185 or 135. So this is like, you still get the last one. And why I like this, because since we took the strength one out, you have to be strong and fit to push the pace in that last set. So I'm just adding more volume and opportunities for people to start this event than the reason why I dropped the height is because the height of the box would be the workout in the first two sets. And I wanted to keep it light and consistent between the weights and the reps. That's the only reason why I dropped the height.
And that's so you can get people. That's your so everyone can play part.
Right.
I mean, you know what's weird? What's funny is the way you wrote it should have been an open workout.
Ah, yeah.
Because that's your stopgap. That design, and we've said this so many times. That design a lot. That does. That's the all-inclusive. That's the everyone gets to play. That's the, hey, you have everyone can start and everyone, then you see how far you can go and there will be separators in there and there will be opportunities for athletes to either advance on or not.
Yep. And the time checks will be how long it takes you to finish a whole set, a section.
I mean, that is the open workout design. And it not that they all need to be that way, but you can't not, I don't think now especially, you can't not have that design in there. Mm-hmm. This would have been perfect for that. I mean, that's fine also for the quarterfinals. I don't think that the 185, 125 is the same as the 275.
No, clean and jerk, it's not whatever. Even close. Like 185 is a 225 clean and jerk.
Right. So that's why I'm like, I'm good to keep it, but 30 and 24 on the box.
So this is a question Barkley has, like, have you considered making the box heights taller instead of the changing the weights? The reason why I had 24 and 20, another was because not a lot of people have 30 inch boxes in their gyms, unless they have the three sided ones, right? Unless you have the three sided games box, like 20 and 24 are the most common boxes in a gym. And unless they have a three sided one, they probably have like five or six 24s and the same of the 20s. Like this just allows more people to do this in a group class setting. There's a lot of constraints on this. I'm thinking group class. I'm thinking four events. I'm thinking 25%. I'm thinking the availability of equipment, right? These are all things that are going into this programming.
I don't disagree with you on that. I do think that the majority of people have the rectangle boxes, now the three-sided boxes.
I only had two. I didn't have those. I had stackable ones that somebody welded for me when we first opened.
Oh, dang.
So it was a 14, a 20, and a 24. They all stacked on top of each other, and then we had two 30s. That's what we had.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
And you were actually an affiliate? How's that even possible?
I mean, I didn't program a lot of 30-inch box jumps for my members.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay, that was 2021. So you guys are kind of getting the feel for it. Let's go to 2022.
Which one did you throw out?
I threw out the CrossFit total. That's the one I threw out. Which one did you throw out?
Well, remember, I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't look at the one.
The other total. Sorry.
Yeah, the other total. I'm okay to do that. Because the
you
reason,
don't have to.
No, no, it's fine because that way we can look at the things up here and we can go down. We can pick the things apart. Mm-hmm. Again, like I agree with you that having a solo strength event is not the best choice ever.
Not with four.
Especially when you have such a small amount of events. So
yeah.
And the thing is, they were closer because at least they had the three pieces in there that you tried to add together.
Yeah.
But like if you're at least that one, the numbers were relatively close. It wasn't like the CrossFit total where your deadlift and your strict press are like that's just stupid to even have that.
Mm-hmm.
So but I'm fine with throwing that out. That's
okay.
Fine.
I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to.
No, it's all good, man. All right. It's all good.
All right. Event one. The original 50 dumbbell walking lunges in the farmer carry position, 50 pounds and 35 pounds, 30 handstand push-ups, 40 front rack walking lunges. And these were just steps, if anybody remembers. 40 front rack walking lunges, 20 deficit handstand push-ups, 3.5 inches for men, 2 inches for women. 30 overhead walking lunges, and then 10 strict handstand push-ups. So it was like 30 kipping on a flat surface, 20 kipping at a deficit, 10 strict on a flat surface, which you had to have two different handstand push-up stations. So.
Okay. Well, I would do... The design...
First of all, I like this workout.
Yeah, and it was really fun to watch how this affected people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that increasing on the handstand setup was really, really good.
Yeah,
and it got really nasty on people, which I thought was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, I obviously I'm not going to have someone walking. I would just have back step lunges. Keep the same thing there.
Mm.
Your handstand push-ups. I like going from regular handstand push-ups to trying to think the deficit. Fine. I don't want to have multiple handstand things. So I guess if you flip-flopped, if you were to flip-flop and go, I'll do this. Instead of having the strict. Because I don't want to put strict and then the deficit.
Right.
But I could go one deficit and then another deficit. So you just add a plate on top of that.
Oh, okay.
So instead, you go from three and what was it? 3 and 2?
3.5 and 2 with the difference between men and women.
Okay. And then I would just double that. Then I'd go 6 and 4.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's only 10.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but other than that, keep the numbers the same. Backstepping in place.
So, backstep in the farmer front rack overhead.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
I like it. All right. My reprogram. I didn't change.
There are the wall walks.
I didn't change the lunge style, although I like your thoughts there. Just keeping someone in place limits the space you need. So, I'm that. Now my reps, the handstand push-up reps in the original went 30, 20, 10, and the difficulty got harder. Mine is 10, 20, 30, and the difficulty still gets harder along with the volume. Mm. So 50 dumbbell walking lunges, back step lunges, I love. That was a good call. 10 wall walks. Everybody can do that. And at the end of 10, not easy, especially when you have to go to the 40 front rack lunges. And then 20 handstand push-ups, player's choice, just like the team programming, but it's more, and it's a harder movement. 30 overhead walking lunges. Now I've got nothing left, and I have 30 strict handstand push-ups to finish. Anyone that succeeds in this has has shown the proficiency they need to do handstand walks in quarterfinals or semifinals, in my opinion, or a deficit handstand pushup.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like, I don't need the deficit here because I've shown your capacity and stamina and strength in a handstand is clearly shown here with the volume.
I got a question for Hoppin if he's still kicking around back there. What is the, at the 25%, was there anyone, do you know offhand, how many handstand pushups could people do at that place? Was that like a, oh man, that's just too hard, or I could only get one if you were in the top 25%? Numbers anywhere.
While you're thinking, yeah, Halpin, can you do the, can you work the back end even though you didn't show up to work the back end? Scottish G, why back step lunges as opposed to athlete's choice forward or backwards? It's two different muscle groups you're taxing. So when you do a front step lunge, that's all quad. When you do a back step lunge, it's all glute, which is more what really gets taxed on, say, like a pistol. Right. Unless you come up on your toes and then it is all quad. But a back step, it's just a different muscle group. I wouldn't give them the option to go either way. I would tell them which way to go. So you could do front step lunges versus back step. I think you just, it's a little bit easier to step up from a back step lunge and get your feet together than it is to step back from the forward lunge. You get that little chop step. And then people start to get off their mark, so to speak. So I think it's just easier to do and judge with a back step than it is a front step. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, totally. Thanks, dude. I appreciate it helping. Also, if you don't tell people, you want to know what the loophole on that would be?
What?
Is that you step back and then you step through to the front and then you step back and then you swing it. Like,
yeah,
you
I see
say,
what you're saying.
You got to say.
Oh, Bill.
I'm just saying, you gotta, that's why you have to tell
them. You're right.
You gotta tell them.
All right, that's event one. Event two, the original. Whew, just a online judging disaster. Three rounds for time, 30 alternating pistols, which we'll get to in a second, 30 GHD sit-ups, 10 ring muscle-ups. This was hilarious because the amount of judging list penalties that came out because of someone putting their foot down before they extended all the way. And the reason is because 30 pistols for only three rounds with these athletes is a surefire way that they have to do something to bend the rules just to stay at pace with everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Like, this is why pistols shouldn't be an online competition. So this was the original. What did you or would you change or modify with the 2024 bumpers in place?
I think I would have to do, I think this would be a good opportunity for a stopgap.
Oh, okay.
Where you could go like pull-ups, bar muscle-ups, ring muscle-ups. Mm-hmm. Or if, you know, if you're really looking at, and the reason I say chest to bar muscle ups, and then ring muscle ups is because for the GHD, I would put toes to bar in on that.
Yeah.
And make that just be, 30 toes to bar every time. But I think I would go three rounds. Each round would be a separate set where you do a set of front squats and then, 30 toes to bar, and then I guess I'd go 30-20-10. 30 on the chest to bar.
Okay.
Then the next set I would do 20 bar muscle ups. The last set I would do 10 ring muscle ups.
I like the bar muscle up, ring muscle up.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And then on the squats, I think I would do, this is where I would add some strength piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do and again, I'm not looking at the numbers right offhand, 30-30. Maybe go 30-20-10,
mm-hmm.
30 front squats at 135-95, 20 at 185-135, and 10 at 225-155.
Okay. So pulling a little 2023 stuff in here.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Would programming 15 pistols on one leg unbroken, not putting your foot down, and 15 on the others slow people down and reduce no reps? Yes, it would. They did at the games in 2022 in the speed skill medley. And that was a fantastic way to monitor the pistols a bit more.
Games athletes versus quarterfinal, though.
Right. Not in quarterfinals, though.
Right, right.
But I do think the future of pistols, that's the avenue they're going to have to go down, just because the people's pistols now are just so fast. It's like programming air squats now.
Right.
Right. You got to find a way. And I think that way of, I thought Boz did a great job of putting that in the games that year. All right. Here's mine. Kind of close to yours.
Okay.
So I went with a barbell to start because I was like, okay, I need something to disrupt the pull-up bar more, a little bit, but I want to, challenge people a little differently. So I have 30, 30, 30, 20, 20, 30, 10, 10, 30. 30 hang power cleans, 30 front squats, 95 and 65. 30 toes to bar. 20 hang power cleans, 20 front squats at 135 and 95. 30 chest to bar. 10 hang power cleans, 10 front squats at 185 and 135, 30 bar muscle ups. So pretty close.
Yeah.
Not quite the same weights, but front squats with ascending reps. I had the hang power cleans and I just wanted interference with the cycling of the bar and sitting in the front rack. 30 toes bar, cool. 30 chest to bar, all right. 30 bar muscle ups to finish the whole workout. That'll get you to semifinals.
Yeah.
That'll get you to semifinals. So that's cool. Man, I like that. We're so close.
I actually want to do, that would be a fun one.
I would want to do this one. And I don't like doing any barbell work.
Let me ask you this. I know, and again, I know that we're in this new version of the quarterfinals. Why wouldn't you choose to go heavier on the barbell?
Because the barbell here isn't the story yet for me, but I did want weight in there under fatigue.
But are we getting, if we're only taking 40?
Yes.
Have we tested? I mean, and you've got there's some good capacity stuff, and I know that you're always pretty aware of watching that, but why not throw something in there that gives a little bit more oomph?
I would be fine with the weight jumps you had.
Okay.
I just didn't want it that heavy, but
I got to pull you back.
135, 185.
Pull you back to the dark side.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, part of it too is like, I'm looking at the pistols and GHD sit-ups. Like those were just a formality. And it's just like, what's your capacity on the rings?
True.
And so I was like, all right, what's your capacity on the pull-up bar? And these other things are just going to make all that harder to do.
When you're thinking of these events, are you thinking about, okay, what was the open this year and kind of the things that, I'm not adding, saying like, well, we already did these, so we shouldn't.
I've put that in there. I was like, cause some of the movements I picked, I was like, we've tested that you did this in the open to get here.
Right.
So I'm okay putting that in.
Okay.
At certain volumes, right? It's like, all right, you had to do chest to bars. You had to do them to get to quarters. Right. Now, not everybody got to the bar muscle ups or did one. So now we put them at the very end, 30, which is, a test in and of itself.
If you're able to get through all that, like, okay, yeah, you're in the right place for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't have the heavier weight. I just had the volume of it, right? 60 reps. I don't know. You could be the other weight.
Get your balls back.
I know. It could be the other weight.
Get them back.
all right. Event three, the original, is a ladder of sorts of wall balls, shuttle runs, and rope climbs. 8-4-1, 16-8-2, 24-12-3, 32-16-4, and then work your way back down 24-12-3. Basically the worst possible thing you could program for quarterfinals.
Yep.
To run an affiliate. Like the worst thing you could do.
You will only be able to run three people at one time.
So This one, I was took me a while, but then once I landed on it, I was actually really happy with where I landed. So,
Okay. So we'll kind of play with this a little bit. So okay. I like the ball shot. That's fine. I mm-hmm. think that going, you know, from the way it goes is fine. Shuttle runs, I'm completely out on that.
Yep.
I think that you could find another version of a monostructural. You could do, it would be a decent place to put double unders in here. Did you put double unders in there?
I did.
Ah, excellent.
I did.
Okay. And then the rope climb. So we are, the hard part is that we already did, if we did the way we set it up on the last workout, then mm-hmm. you're running into a lot of the same sort of pulling.
Right. I already did a lot of pulling.
You know what I would do?
What?
I see one, two, what are the numbers? One, two, three.
Let's go
to four.
It's 1 to 4 is 10, 3 to 1 is 6, so it's 16 total. Are you talking about the rope climbs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going. I would do a clean and jerk.
Hey, that's exactly what I did. You son of a bitch.
Great minds, my friend.
Now you're not gonna like my weight. However, I'm keeping it classic because this is the weight they're using for the teams. I figured they'd use the same main. So I did the same thing as I did exactly what you did. I just changed some of the numbers.
Okay. All right.
So the triplet I have is wall ball, double under, clean and jerk. 10-52, 15-75-4, 20-106, 25-125-8, 20, and then you work your way down.
Yeah.
It's 125 total wall ball shots, which I feel like is right there where it needs to be. The clean and jerk number is, I want to say it's over, it's like 36.
Okay. What weight did you have?
185 and 125. And it went 2-4-6-8, 6-4-2. 10. Maybe it's 32. I don't know. It's over 30. Heavy Grace.
I would take that.
Okay.
I would take that. I mean,
because I did the hang power cleans, I did the front squats.
The Bill and me on this one would want to do like 225.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
but I would also keep it, like if it was 225, I would keep it at the
1, 2, 3, 4
setup.
Okay, yeah. So if you kept the number, okay.
But 225 for that, for this. Again, like I think that we're reaching in.
I think that's a lot for the 25%.
Right. Now, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the 25%.
Right.
But I want them to at least to be able to be in okay.
Yeah.
If we're snatching 185, 135 at semifinals.
Right.
Then I think that we can clean and jerk 185, 135
yes.
at quarterfinals.
Right. Right.
And I think that that's.
That's why I pumped up the volume. Because, like, in my opinion, like, if you made quarterfinals and you can't clean and jerk this weight, come on.
Right?
Like, come on.
And it would be just enough weight that it would keep it. I think it would keep the reps fairly clean. If it was 135, the cleans would be sloppy as
sloppy. So yeah. Bad. But you think of, like, okay, wall ball shots, leg drive, press, a lot of shoulders and conditioning, double unders is keeping your heart rate up. It's sapping your breathing in your shoulders. And then you get to 185-pound barbell for two. And then you got to do more wall balls and double unders and more clean and jerks. Like, I feel like that long grinder of singles on the bar, but good technique, under fatigue. I think the weight will be fine.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can't be weak.
I like the numbers we have.
Thank you. Like, here's what I'm looking at. I know everybody wants more weight, especially you, Larry. Thank you for being here, Larry.
It's okay, dude. I'm with you.
I didn't change the 2022. Dang it. I missed one. Whatever. You can't keep grinding through this if you're weak.
There's no way.
Right? So
there's no way.
The strongest athletes will shine even with a lighter bar. You are demonstrating your strength, stamina, and power through the volume of this workout. Your strength is being manifested not by the pounds on your bar, but your ability to move the barbell.
All right, let me ask you something on this. Okay, in I agree with what you're saying there. Let's take your top tier athletes.
Okay.
do you see this turns into a double under workout, kind of like the open workout, or is it a transition workout that we saw in 24-2?
I see this as a barbell cycling workout.
Do you think that's enough for the top guys, for 40, the top 40?
Guys, I think,
and girls, obviously.
By themselves, no. I just think everyone will
It's now the clean and jerk here is way more, it's way more important and effective than the deadlifts that we had in the open.
There's a lot more shouldered overhead stamina involved with this than I think people are going to realize until they're in the middle of it.
36 shouldered overhead, 36 clean and jerks at 185.
Okay, I'll put it like this one. No matter what rep scheme in this for wall ball shots, no one is batting an eye at that, even when they're tired.
No.
On the double unders, no one's batting an eye at that, even when they're tired, because there's going to be a couple hit and misses, but nobody's missing because they're tired. Everyone's going to step up to that bar, 6-8-6, and they are not going to have the most confidence in the world because they know they have to hold on to it if they want to beat everybody. So I think it is a barbell cycling workout, even though the volume is on the other two things. But those things for the elite are a mere bump in the road and a wrench in the system of their barbell cycling in those middle 22 reps. 6-8-6? Sorry, 20 reps. 20 reps of 185 cycling with a assortment of 65 wall ball shots and 325 double unders?
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny is the only thing I'm looking at? The double unders.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, just don't miss.
Right.
Like, I'm not me, the old guy. I'm not even looking at the 185. I'm going like, oh, dude, the 185. Oh,
damn.
So hard.
125
like, double unders. On the double unders. Yeah, you got 100. Okay, I'm going to have to break those up.
You break them like the first 50. Like, start the clock over. Turn my camera off. We're starting over.
I like that. I think that would be fun.
It just, you have to go.
And again, it should not be like when and I think that we get confused with the words of when we're trying to design it so that anyone can do it. It's inclusive.
Right.
Fine.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that everyone involved can race the race.
Right.
You can do your wall balls. Congratulations. Maybe the 185 is your, and the 125 is 135 is your max. Okay, again, it's not the 275 that you've had before in this stage,
right?
So that allows everyone to race, and it allows the top end to really push, which I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I think it's awesome. They came with the same.
Yeah, that was good. Movements. Gosh. Us. All right, event 4, the original. This is the final, which was actually really event 5, no matter what they called it. 30 cal row, for time, 30 cal row, 20 burpee box jump overs at 24 and 20, 10 snatches at 185 and 135. Just a dead sprint. 2 to 2.5 to 3 minutes were the times here. Bill, you didn't really change the last one.
I know.
In 2021.
I'm trying to think like, okay, just can you, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like this too.
I mean, I don't think that it's way outside the realm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, if we look at what we had in semis last year, we had the two back-to-back, the running, the snatch, and then snatch, and then the running.
Right.
This is only 10 reps.
Right.
So maybe like in those athletes, they were getting, you know, whatever, 30 over the course of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I say, yeah, you keep the time frame, you know, where it needs to be so you don't have someone hanging out there for 15 minutes trying to do whatever. You know, and you get a shot at it. But I think that you need to have a time cap at where your row is.
Mm.
Because if you have in this
like Jackie Pro,
you're going to have a lot of people that are going to get stuck at that snatch.
A lot.
So they need to.
I mean, we're just talking about 185 clean and jerks.
Right.
In the previous one.
I mean, I know. I mean, in all reality, it should probably be brought down, but I don't want to bring it down.
Okay.
I think what you do is you make the way you make it available to everyone is you allow the different places to race. And I think the first one that would take them, that would just zap people. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could do a time frame at each of those. Do a time frame at the Calgary Row and a time frame at the Burpee Boxing Bowl. You can race those.
Oh.
That way it separates your group, and that's what you have to think about. If we have a lot of people bottlenecking at the one snatch,
right,
then you have to have a way to race them earlier.
I mean, if you look at what Halpin says, Matt DeLugos was 219, Danny Spiegel was 303. Okay,
is it time frame on this?
Like 5 or 7? Okay. I don't know. Way longer than needed for the top athletes to move on.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, what are you going to get out of a 2-minute workout? Unless you just send it. All right, well, what if we said your row has to be done in like 1:15? Or it's like, okay. It's like, but I didn't get to the bar, so my workout sucks. I'm like, if you sprint 30 cows in a row and tell me how much your workout sucks. It's only supposed to be 2 or 3 minutes anyways.
Right.
You think Matt or Danny finished that? We're like, that workout sucked. What a waste of my time. I doubt it. It's like saying Fran was just a waste of my energy. Like, no, it's not. Race 20. What if you just put a time stop after just the burpee box jumpovers? Make it 3 minutes.
You know everyone can do all the other stuff. You're right.
Make it 3 minutes. Or less. 30 cal row. To do that in a minute, no shot. I mean, you can, but you have to. 30 cals, to finish in a minute, you have to be rowing somewhere between 1,800 to 2,000 cals an hour to finish 30 cals in a minute. So 20 burpee box jumpovers, one every 3 seconds? 2.5 minutes? 3 minutes? I think 3 minutes.
So gross.
3 minutes for people who can't snatch 185, I think would be fine. Like if I said, hey, listen, we're going to keep the weight there. Your separator for your buddies and you is who can do 30 cal row and 20 burpee box jumpovers faster.
Yeah.
I'm with you on there. Like if you wanted to do that, but just keep a tie break after the burpee box jumpovers.
Yeah.
You're not getting a bad workout. I'm sorry you couldn't snatch 185. Welcome to the show. It's the final event. Oh, you're right, Larry. Not only fixes a lot, but intensity is the whole point. I did not program that. I programmed this. I try to do something new because I figured it's like, all right, we did some barbell cycling, moderately heavy under fatigue in the previous one. I did some heavier weights, not as heavy as you had on the front squat in week two, but like I'd be more okay with what I have here if maybe I used your weights that you did for event two, which is the 135, 185, 225 for the front squats. Okay. But I put here was one set every 5 minutes until you fail. 30 cal row, 20 burpee box jumpovers, 10 snatches, 10 squat snatches at 135 and 95. Just keep going until you quit or you don't make the time cap. And I don't think it's going to go more than 4 or 5 rounds for elite athletes.
Fuck, dude, 20 minutes?
I don't think so. Because, like, Danny's time was 303 in a full send. Right? DeLugos was 219 in a full send with power snatches.
That's going to degrade quick.
You are probably going to do this in 4 minutes. You're going to tell me you're going to fully recover in 60 seconds, even if you're just chilling, and let alone a second round and a third. I think 4 and 5 is the most we're going to get. This workout's over in 25, 30 minutes max. Just seeing who can do it. And most people are going to get capped at 5 minutes, but they're doing Isabel weight.
Okay. So I like that idea. I think the idea is awesome. My question would be for the general class.
Right.
You're going to have upwards of, say, 20 minutes.
Yes.
So now you have your rowers that are going to be in and out of that time frame because someone's only going to get one round of it. Someone's going to get two. Someone's going to be working on their third. Someone's going to be working five. Mm-hmm. And yet you're still only able to use your however many rovers you have.
Right.
Every 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. I mean, you go in waves, 20, 25 minutes, two heats. Doable. However, the more we've talked about your version with a time mark after the burpee box jump overs, I'm cool with it. Because this
nice
one's
design a, you had, I'm good with it.
Well, here's the thing. I really like this. I like what I put here. I think it'd be fun to do and a unique challenge. But we did just do a lot of volume in the previous one. Right? Like
True.
That's a lot. That's a shitload of volume and jumping. Right? Jumping into jumping.
Yeah.
The second one, I mean, that's not a little volume. And even this one, right? Yeah, so like having that sprint at the end with a little time check, I'm cool with that. I'll sign off on that all day. And yeah, hey, you want to go to semifinals? Snatch 185.
Right. If you think you even have any business being at semifinals, 185 should be like, please.
It'd be no different than putting 10 ring muscle ups here.
Right.
Get to the rings, get your first one. Get to the bar, PR your snatch. Welcome to quarterfinals. It's the final event. You're racing for a time anyways. There's still a separator, and if we're talking 2 to 3 minutes as the fastest times in the world or the average times of your top 10, you're going to get a 2 to 3 minute full send intensity workout. You got your workout. You just didn't hit your snatch. Sorry. Welcome to competition.
You shouldn't be able to anyway.
All right, I'm with you. I like yours better. All right, last one. 2023. The roughest programming. Imagine the top 25%. This is why everybody's freaking out. 9 front squats at 225 and 155. 9 handstand walks of unbroken 25-foot lengths. 15 front squats at 185 and 125. 15 ring muscle-ups. 21 front squats at 135 and 95, 21 chest-to-wall handstand push-ups, also known as wall-facing handstand push-ups. And yes, they changed the verbiage, maybe because we said it a lot last year. But I kept it in here just to make a point that we said it, and then it changed this year. Imagine the top 25% in a group class setting this up with a camera. This is why people are freaking out, and this is why you're not seeing this.
But... As far as what a workout is, maybe not in the stage, but as far as a workout.
This is a wonderful semifinals workout, as we said last year. The quarterfinals programming last year was the best semifinal programming they've had in the last 5 years.
That's exactly. I think that's the funniest thing. Last year's quarterfinals, the best semifinals programming.
So best regionals we've had since 2018.
Oh, man.
All right. What would you do here?
Well, okay. So... I would probably.
I'll say this every time I see Alex Peters, I like jump for a second because I read something else. What is she doing here?
I would put the wall walks in here too. Yes, I think Bailey, I mean, you're late. With the handstand walking, I think that's a great time to put the wall walks in there. I haven't put any in yet, just because I played with the actual handstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I would do that. I think this the way it would lend itself is to flip it. And so you start with the lighter weight and the easier skill, and then build your way up. So you have your 21 front squats at the lighter weight. And I actually like the weights that they have. Leave the weights that they have.
Okay.
And then go up. So you have 21 front squats at, what is that? 135, 95. Yeah. 21.
You can do 21. What?
Oh, wait.
Yeah. There you go. Bottom. There you go. Now it's getting fun.
Motherfucker.
Would you like to see mine? Because I think this is what you're trying to say.
Wait, hold on. Just wait.
Oh,
just wait.
Okay. Don't look. Don't look at me. I'll let your brain work.
Let it work.
Okay. Let it simmer. Because what's your handstand evolution? What are you trying to do?
I think I would go. I don't even know if I do the. I think I would probably design this as front squats and a handstand workout.
Okay. So you're not going on the rings?
I don't think I'd go on the rings.
Okay.
I think I would go handstand push-ups. I think we got the handstand walk in there, though. Oh, no. All right. We could do... Twenty-one fifty-nine. Okay, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to do your 21:59, but flip-flop it.
Oh, so did you see it? I'm sorry.
No. Who?
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh.
So I would do 21 front squats.
Okay.
9 wall walks.
Okay.
Then I would do 15 front squats.
At the second weight.
I would do 15 of the increased weight, and then I would do 15... handstand push-ups.
Okay.
I would do 9 of the heavy front squats and then 9 and then 21 of the strict handstand push-ups.
Okay.
So that's the way I would do it. Wall walk, regular handstand push-ups, strict handstand push-ups.
And so you're like 21, 9, 15, 21?
Yeah.
I hate you.
Did we really do the same thing?
The same exact thing. The same exact thing.
It's a good one, though. It's
yes.
Fun. It's
21 fun. Front squats at 135 and 95, 9 wall walks. Welcome to quarterfinals. Get your feet wet. It's event one. 15 yeah. at 185 and 125. 15 handstand push-ups. Player's choice, just like the teams. And then I had 9 front squats at 225 and 155, and 21 that. Just strict handstand push-ups.
I like that.
Yep. Oh yeah, I originally put overhead squats. I didn't erase that. That was a typo.
What were you when you were thinking? I always like when there were those kind of things because you can yeah. see kind of where you're playing. Were yeah. you trying to do a squat variation too?
No, although I did that the other day. I did 21:15-9 back squat, front squat, overhead squat at 135, and then chin over bar pull up, chest to bar pull up, bar muscle up. I just wanted to do a Fran-like thing, so I did do that. I originally had all of these as overhead squats, but then I realized I don't need that, and I think I have something later that I switched. Cool. So yeah, we did the exact same thing.
That's awesome.
So great. All right, event number 2, the original. AMRAP in 12 minutes, 8 dumbbell snatches on one arm, 8 overhead walking lunge on the same arm, 8 snatches on the other arm, 8 overhead walking lunge steps, and then 40 crossovers, 70 and 50 pounds on the dumbbell.
Okay. The crossovers would just be double unders because those weren't anything. I think I would just do that.
All right.
The dumbbell snatches, all right, walking lunge. You know what I would do on this? I think instead of, I mean, you could easily do back step lunges.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fine.
Here it was just steps. It wasn't a distance.
It was steps?
Yep. Just 8 steps. I mean, moving, not in place.
I mean, I think it would be easy to keep it. You know what I think I would end up doing? I would probably do 8 dumbbell snatches with the one arm
mm-hmm.
and then do 8 single arm thrusters with that same arm.
Oh.
Then go snatches on the other side, 8 thrusters, and then 40 double unders.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Because you're still squatting.
I didn't change anything but the double unders.
Okay.
But I like the thrusters. Although I can't remember what is coming in 3. I think there's a reason.
I know. I don't remember either if the thrusters are in there.
Well, we'll find out. But I like yours. I like that. That's rough. But I like it. It's a pull, floored overhead in one move, and then a squat and press through the middle. You get everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. Especially on the same arm. Oof. Okay.
I think this would be easy to leave it as is. Easy to leave
minus
it as
the crossovers.
Is. With the lunge. Yeah, right. Not the crossovers.
Right.
With that walking lunge, if it is steps. I think it's important to decide whether you are like actually walking mm-hmm. steps or if you are having to do it in place.
Yeah.
I saw people actually trying to, and someone wrote something about it. Someone messaged something about being tall and having like a number of reps that you have to step rather than distance. And right. I think that you can game that a little bit, how you're stepping, where you're stepping.
Yeah, you
how
can.
How far you step out.
You can.
That's, so I think, you yes. know, again, having a back step or a forward step where you make them step and then have to step right back.
Mm-hmm. I like the staying in place, snatching and thrusters. I like that too. Joanna Love or Devil Press is off the table.
I would never say they're off the table.
We wouldn't say that, but Dave Castro has adhemently said that. That they
Which
are
is
off
so
the table.
Weird.
I know that
what
it's
the problem with that.
I don't
it makes
know.
No sense.
All right, event three. Ah, this beauty. AMRAP in 20 minutes, 1,000 meter row, 50 GHD sit ups, 500 meter row, 25 V ups. Oh, I scrapped the clean and jerk one. That's the one I scrapped.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine because we have weight.
Yes.
Well, at least the way we retooled it.
We have weight.
We have some weight.
There's plenty of weight in there.
Okay. Rounds. We're looking at rounds on this one.
I think it was like 3+.
Huh?
I think it was like 3+. What people are
yeah.
getting.
I think the way that I was originally thinking about this was the V-ups obviously were a waste of time, but then to go from like 1,000 meter row to the sit-ups to 500 meter row to the V-ups,
yeah, the time discrepancy
was just dumb. I think it would be easiest, you know, you could split the difference on this,
okay,
and go 750 meter row, No, I say this. I say 800 meter row.
Okay.
And 40 toes to bar.
800 meter row.
I'm trying to think of some numbers just offhand. So 80 40 and 40 is what I was looking at.
Okay.
So you have an AMRAP in 20 mm-hmm. of what? Just do, okay. AMRAP in 20, 1,000 meter row and 50 V ups or 50 toes to bar, I mean. I wouldn't do the different versions. I would just do, there's no need for it, I don't think.
Okay.
Do your row, do your midline.
All right.
And I would pick the toes to bar.
Toes to bar where?
Well, I'm basically doing just like a couplet. I'm just doing rowing and I'm doing toes to bar.
Okay.
That's it.
Just row and toes to bar?
Yep.
All right. Here's what I did.
Oh.
AMRAP in 20 minutes, 750 meter row, 50 lateral burpees over the rower, 500 meter row, 25 toes to bar. I just wanted a movement pattern to mix in the row, right? Leg drive, hinge, pull back. So I was like, okay, burpee, flexion in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Jumping over the rower, 500 meter row, 25 toes to bar. But I did drop the 1,000. I don't need to spend 4 minutes on a rower in an AMRAP of 20 minutes. And I still have three other things to go.
Why not on this one go 500 meter row, 25 burpees, 500 meter row, 25 toes to bar?
You could. Yeah.
I mean, I just would have thought like your numbers you would have. Yeah. Or were you trying to do like a decreasing?
Yeah, decreasing. 750, 50, 50, 25. 200 points per round.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could go 525. Just keep rolling. Or 50 cals.
Dude, I did. We had a workout today. It was a long one. It was 800 meter row, 800 meter row, 80 kettlebell swings. Or I'm sorry, 800 meter run, 80 kettlebell swings, 600 meter run, 60 burpee box jump overs, 400 meter run, 40 sumo deadlift high pull, 200 meter run, 20 strict handstand push-ups.
Dang.
I modified it a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the sumo deadlift high pull, I did cleans at 165.
Okay.
And I instead of doing the strict handstand push-ups, I did shoulder to overhead at 165.
Oh.
For the run, I instead of, like usually like, you know, you have the 400 meter run or the 500 meter row.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did instead of the 8-6-4-2, I was having people in class do 1,000 if they wanted to row. 1,000, 750, 500, 250.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of played with the calories and I went 80 calories, 60 calories, 40 calories, 20 calories. God, that was shitty.
Yeah.
It was so bad. was so bad.
And that fits a bit. I mean, if you think 20 cals at a decent pace is about a minute.
Yeah.
And a 200 at a decent 8 mile pace is a minute.
Yeah.
Right? So you're doing two. Yeah.
It worked great. For
20 cals per 200 meters.
It worked great for the 800 or the 80 calories. I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
So.
But either one.
Yeah. I like that.
Either one. All right. Last one. 21:15:9 deadlifts, chest to bar pull-ups, right. Deadlifts heavier, bar muscle-ups, deadlifts, rope climbs. Because half of the work should be all the work it takes to get to the rope climbs, and then the second half of your time should be doing the rope climbs. That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
You saw people's like 2 minutes to get to the rope and then 2 minutes to do the rope. Very evenly programmed and weighted event. Also very easy to set up in your gym with a camera.
Oh God, I know. And see, now this one for me, I think you could have very easily gone chest to bar pull up, bar muscle up, and then ring muscle ups.
Okay.
And just had it at that way. That way you're not spending all the time on the rope. It's still a burner.
Yep.
You gotta push it.
Yep.
And you're gonna have to see what sort of capacity you have when you're working at max intensity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way I would do it. What was the time frame on this one?
4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I would do it that way. 21:15:9, same setup, same deadlift weights. In that order and go chest to bar pull up, bar muscle up, ring muscle up.
Okay. You keeping the deadlifts?
Yeah.
All right. I did the same thing, except I did shoulder overhead.
Oh, okay.
But I did the ring muscle up.
You know what's crazy is that would have actually have been an old like open workout.
Yeah. Well, this is off of an old age group online qualifier. The 21:15:9 shoulder overhead and chest bar pull-ups. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
At 135 and 95.
Yeah.
But then they also had one that was, remember the one, this was a age group online one where it was like 7 rounds of 7 shoulder overhead and 4 ring muscle ups.
Oh, that one.
And then 7 rounds of 4 shoulder overhead at a heavier weight and 3 ring or something like that.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, listen, we pulled from the floor a lot in the open. Now it doesn't transfer over, but I'm just trying to change up what we're programming here.
No, I get it. Actually, we did the dumbbell snatches. Just shouldered overhead. Like
no.
Barbell
not
cycling.
Not in a while. So I was like, all right, push pull. We've pulled from the floor. We just did a shitload of rowing.
Yeah.
Like we don't need too much more hinging and back stuff. Let's just see how high skilled you are in pulling because we did the pushing one already.
Yep.
And we did that one with front squats, which is posterior taxing as well with the dumbbell snatches, with the rowing. I don't want to pull from the floor again and I don't want to pull. So I was like shoulder overhead. 95 push at 21, pull. 135. What did I say? Yeah, push pull. 115 and 185.
That would be go. Fun. That would be a good one.
And the ring muscle-ups at the end, when everyone's like, oh man, we're crushing it. I was like, you haven't used your triceps yet, but you've been using your triceps the whole time. So you thought the last was a pull? No, the last one is actually a push shoulder overhead into a push ring press out for the dips.
Yeah.
All right. That being said,
dude, we were not that far off.
We were not that far off. Now, were they that bad? Were they that bad, Bill, that you wanted to enjoy doing those versions? Of course, those are our versions. Knowing all you know now, like this is the fun part, right? It's like, all right, quarterfinals is going to be awful. It's like, well, what if it looked like what it could look like based off the rules and parameters we have? The thing about group classes, 25%. Also filtering for semifinals.
Okay, here's. Did it feel that bad? No, it didn't feel that bad. It, not as bad as I thought it would. Did it look that bad? No. I think that's because, as we have said, that a lot of the quarterfinals in the past should not be at that stage. They should be at the semifinals, which makes it really easy to bring it down a notch.
Right.
That also being said, I don't think that we went, I'm going to say it, impussified the workout.
Been waiting to use to that wear. For an hour and 40 minutes.
See how long I waited on that too?
That was solid. I think we're in the clear.
Because we put weight in it, and we put appropriate weight in it. And man, dude, we have been talking about, and if we don't do the show, I think I'm probably going to blow myself up and I'm going to end up putting my own things out there. But like the idea of a mission statement where you are understanding the type of athlete that's supposed to be moving from one stage to the next stage, what sort of skills-ish, not hard line, but should they be able to get to move from one stage to the next stage? Mm-hmm. And the programming will reflect what that is. Now, that doesn't mean that we're only doing, you know, body weight stuff because – that's the only person that we want to try to see if they can get over here, and then we'll test them later. That we can't use that as an excuse. There needs to be some weight in here, but the appropriate level of weight. And I think the weight that we had all the way through, like the quarterfinals number, generally speaking, I think should be around somewhere like that 185, 135. Mm-hmm. That seems to the tops will be able to move it easily. The middles will be able to do okay with it. The bottom will be able to either just barely get it or get their one rep max. Mm-hmm. And that's that bell curve that you should be designing.
Or not get it, and that is totally fine.
Totally fine. I mean, totally you're down towards that end. That's okay. If you're at the 25%.
Mm-hmm. Well, like your front squat weights that you had. Well, and in 2023, the same workout we programmed. 135 right. at 21 for the men, 95 for the women, 185, 95 for 15 reps. 15 reps only.
Right.
You did thrusters at 135 in the open.
Right.
And then at 225 for nine, maybe you're doing squat clean singles or you're trying to. It's the last bar.
Right.
You still had to do nine wall walks, 15 handstand pushups, and then stricter waiting for you at the end.
It doesn't mean an inclusive competition does not mean that you should be able to come across at the same time with the fastest people and the strongest people and the best people.
Right.
It means that you get to play, that you get to be involved. It's made for anyone, not for everyone.
Yes.
Meaning not everyone is going to be able to race.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are competing will be racing.
Right.
You get to go, let's see if I can do a rep of this.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And that's great. That's what we want you here to do, because that's going to be the carrot that keeps you moving to be like, okay, well, next year, can I be 20%?
Right.
Do I need to get stronger? Well, you, if these are our tests, then you don't know. If these are our tests and your strength and your particular level of skill has not been tested, how do you know that that's something that you need to improve on?
Right.
If all you're doing is air squats and burpees and double unders, there's got to be more than that. So that was actually way more fun than I thought it would
thank
be.
You
yeah
and the secret there is you don't have to program massive weight, but you have to program it the right way.
Oh yeah.
In the volume that you do, the movements that you pair it with, that maybe that 185, so take the wall ball double under clean and jerk one that we were tossing around, 185, 125, okay, total of what, 32 reps maybe at most. But yeah. When you pair it with 125 wall ball shots and hundreds of double unders in the right form and fashion, it will do the same thing as one rep at a certain heavier weight, but just more people will be able to get their feet wet. And the second thing you said is like, this is no longer a participatory event. Mm-mm. You can participate. You can sign up. It is your choice. It is your choice to participate, but this is a qualification. Like, it's real now. You qualified for something that's special. It's not special if you can check your box all the way through four events. That's not special. What's special is that it's just going to challenge you in the best way possible, and you will succeed in some and fail in most. That is called competition. If you took all of our athletic experience, our entire lives in sports, I guarantee you I'm like 20-80 wins versus losses.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. My whole athletic career centered around losing, and every time I did made me want to get better. That is every athlete. Think of the greatest, like think of Michael Jordan, like, oh, he won six titles. Like the dude played for over 20 years. That dude lost so much to learn how to win.
And this is one, this is, I mean, not even arguably, the most important stage.
Yeah.
Because of the amount that cut that has
it's
to go into
the most
into
important
this
one. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, cool. Everyone gets to be involved. And I don't even want to say everyone gets to play. Everyone who qualified gets to be involved.
Okay.
But you're on the start line now.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want it to pander to the lowest common denominator.
Mm.
But I think that it's, you can do it where it's a responsible way to race the best people, to move the right people forward, to
right.
test the right things, and allow other people to at least get on the start line and enjoy the challenge of it.
Yep. So I'm excited. And that'll all come out next Wednesday. But here's what we got on the docket. We got a jam-packed week. Tomorrow, we unveil how our strength of field system can actually be operated using the opening quarterfinals with judging. Because that was the biggest guff I got from outside people. It's like, it's too hard to manage. I was like, fine, challenge accepted. I figured it out. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Nice.
All right, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Wednesday, we are doing a podcast with Bubs Naturals, so I'm super pumped for that.
Yep.
Thursday, we are predicting the programming. So Thursday is our what we think. Not what we managed, what we changed, what we reprogrammed. This is the one we've been waiting for. We're going to program our own quarterfinals Thursday, 12:15 Central. And then Friday is the show. If you watch one this week, it's got to be Friday. CrossFit Jeopardy, John Young versus Bill Grundler versus Taylor Self. In the fittest game show in the world, CrossFit Jeopardy. I'm super pumped. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, that's it, gang.
Woo.
That was fun.
That was good.
Was super fun. All right, team. Thanks for joining us. If you guys want to roll with us tomorrow, we'll talk shop, how the strength of field can actually be done from a judge's perspective to make our dream a reality. Making the open matter and quarterfinals matter and something to follow week in and week out, which we're going to do anyways, like we did in the open. We'll do the same thing for quarterfinals, thanks to Mike Halpin and his wonderful, wonderful brain and sheets and numbers and graphics. Yeah, love that. Love that. Then we'll program quarterfinals ourselves. Bill has his four. I have my four. And then Friday, we party. So I guess we'll see you tomorrow, gang.
We will.
We will.